Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So let's continue our discussion about C. diff and get into more the prevention of C. diff, which is really going to be the key. Again, just as a quick review, C. difficile is a bacterial infection, happens mostly in hospitalized patients, patients who have been on antibiotics, certain procedures, causes a horrific diarrhea. And in, of course, this is happening in people who are already sick. That's why they're in the hospital. That's why it can be so devastating. And so really, prevention is the key. I'm here with Dr. Stephen J. Schrantz. He's a board-certified infectious disease specialist. He's out in Chicago, and has just been all over the media over there talking about some of the research he's doing in C. diff. Dr. Schrantz, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks.
I went online, so I researched, or I just went on Google, and I put fecal transplant in. And I found there's a fecal transplant foundation. There's people doing in-home fecal transplants for different things. Why don't you explain what you're doing with this as far as treatment for C. diff, just real quick?
Sure. So my colleagues and myself are looking at fecal material transplantation to mostly treat recurrent C. diff. And the way we've proceduralized it is to either give it via colonoscopy or to give it via just a quick enema at the bedside. And both have shown to be effective. So that's one of the things we're looking at, is, you know, what's the best way to do this? We're also, things are really quickly growing in this field now. Companies have been established that are developing products that are, you know, mimicking stool or stool themselves that, you know, people are starting to look at using at home to treat recurrent C. diff. The other interesting area is, you know, could we be using this technology, or technology sounds like the funny word to use for a stool transplant, but that's essentially what it is. But we're doing that now, earlier, even for earlier treatment rather than just recurrence. So we're starting to look at that.
But what is it really doing? What's the mechanism of action here when you transplant the fecal material into a patient? What's going on there?
Well, right. I think the easiest way to think about it is we're reestablishing a balance of bacteria in your colon. As we're learning more and more about the body, you know, this is one of the areas that just we didn't understand that much about, and now we're beginning to realize that there are just, as I said, over 5,000 different species of bacteria in the colon, and they're all working together to provide us nutrients and prevent disease. And when a lot of them are taken away by the use of antibiotics, we need to think about reestablishing that healthy bacteria in our colon. And that's exactly what we do. We take healthy bacteria from one person and give it to another.
And the difference here between the fecal transplantation and the just a probiotic product is the number of healthy bacteria, the number of different species, correct? I mean, a probiotic might have anywhere between 1 to 7, species. But here you're taking just what's naturally in somebody's colon.
Exactly.
So you're getting a more balance of all these healthy probiotics. So that's an interesting treatment, and you're having some success with this initially, right?
Yeah. So studies that have been done at our institution, but also elsewhere, I mean, have shown that this is a very effective treatment for C. diff. And I don't want to get into it too much, but people are really starting to think about, well, how else can we look at this? What other diseases are being impacted by our fecal microbiota?
Let's bring this back to C. diff. Dr. Schrantz, when you talk about treatment, you talked about fecal transplant, you talked about enema, colonoscopy. These are all words people don't like to hear.
Right.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, prevention's obviously going to be a lot easier. So what are we doing in the field of C. diff prevention that you think looks really exciting right now?
So, you know, in the past, what we've had is making sure people wash their hands and trying to limit the amount of antibiotics that people get exposed to. But now we're starting to think even more about, okay, how can we robustly prevent C. diff. And one of the products that is being invented and being currently studied is a new vaccine product. And we all know vaccines are a fantastic way to prevent disease, you know, measles, mumps. And one of the things that we all get vaccinated for routinely is tetanus. And tetanus is Clostridium tetanae, is the bacteria that causes that infection. And it produces a toxin, and it's the toxin that produces tetanus. And the way the vaccine is generated there is they take the toxin and they denature it, and then they give it to you with the hope that your body, you know, gives an immune response to that toxin. So if it ever sees it again, it recognizes it. We've taken that same idea and we've applied it to its, you know, biologic relative, if you will, Clostridium difficile. And there's now a vaccine that's going to stimulate your body's immune response to the toxin, so if you ever see it, you don't get the disease. And this is an ongoing trial. It's a phase 3 trial, as they say, and there's over 200 sites worldwide that are looking at this, and we happen to be one of them. And we're looking for 15,000 healthy, you know, people who are at risk for C. diff to help us understand whether or not this is going to be an effective treatment.
Well, let me ask you this: so, is this vaccine? Do you see this vaccine being used in the community, or is it really just for people who are coming into the hospital and they get the vaccine? Like that's part of their workup now.
I think that's a fantastic question. I think it's hard to know at this time where the best place to use the vaccine is going to be. I could see it easily being used, you know, preventatively in patients that are going to be at risk. You know, we'll be able to establish, you know, some known risk factors, and once we establish those, we say, okay, you're going to need the vaccine, rather than giving it to infants, let's say, you know, at birth. And I don't think it's at that stage. But it's certainly something that we can then target people who are at risk and give them a vaccine that would prevent a serious complication to the hospitalization that they might be coming up or they might be at risk for.
Who's eligible for your study again?
So our eligibility is we're looking at two groups. The first group is people who are over the age of 50 that have been in the hospital at least twice during the last year and have had some antibiotics. The second group of people are people who are planning a major surgical procedure that's going to land them in the hospital for at least 3 days after the procedure, because they would both those groups are people who are at risk for C. diff. Now, anybody who has had C. diff, unfortunately, is not eligible for the study, and what's unfortunate about it is those are the people who really know they don't want to get it. So we're trying to get the word out to let people know, hey, this is a real problem, this is a growing problem, and this is something we're really working hard to find a good preventive strategy to help people stay healthy.
So you mentioned this is in phase 3. That, you know, this is for my listeners, this is kind of pre-market research,
right?
Looking for that approval. Where what's the timeline now? When do you see this? If phase 3 pans out, you get the results you want, what are we looking at? A year down the line, 2 years, 3 years?
I think we're looking at 2 to 3 years down the line at this point, but, you know, that's not up to me. I'm just helping out with the study the best I can.
Right.
But the hope is that sooner rather than later. You know, I really think this could help a lot of patients.
Where can, if my listeners are interested in this, where can they go to find out more about the study? Is there a number, a website?
Sure. So the website people can go to if they're interested in a study is, you know, www.cdefense.org. So it's cdifference.org. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, you can call us at 847-570-3558. And that,
awesome.
And we can get in touch with you regarding whether or not you'd be eligible to participate in the study.
Well, Dr. Schwantz, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for coming on. Awesome work. Please continue what you're doing, because we know that this is serious, and it's nice to see that we may have a decent prevention down the line. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.